Okay, Jess.
Okay, does that sound good?
Yes. Okay, I think we're recording. So this is machine learning and business analytics. We're starting another episode of P. Clark's Math and CS podcast. Today we have a very special guest who can give us some insights into some trending technical fields that you may be considering entering. So, welcome to the show, Professor Jessica Clark. Jessica, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and tell us about your technical fields of interest and your current position.
Hi, Pete Clark. I'm Jessica Clark. I'm an assistant professor of information systems and business analytics at the University of Maryland Smith School of Business. My particular teaching interest and research interest is in data mining and business analytics.
So
What were your other questions?
I was wondering, what is business analytics? That's something that we hear about, and maybe not many of us know what it's all about.
So I'll start with kind of a very general definition. Business analytics is the science of making better decisions and extracting business value from data. I really like to use the term data mining, and I would say that data mining is a set of statistical and mathematical principles, concepts, and techniques that structure thinking and analysis of data. It's also a way to extract useful information from large volumes of data using a well-defined process.
So,
So
can
that's
you give us an example of some big collection of data that you have analyzed?
that I've analyzed. So there's this very interesting data set that was gathered by some British researchers where they were able to collect a bunch of Facebook users' likes, so the pages that they've liked, and these could be anything from a movie or a band to a quote or any kind of page that you could like on Facebook. Simultaneously, they had all of their users complete personality quizzes, and so they had analyses of their users' psychological traits. And so they were able to connect the pages that their users had liked on Facebook to their psychological traits, like their level of extroversion, their IQ, their open-mindedness, these sort of standard psychological traits. And so I've done a lot of analysis on this data set that connects what people have liked to their psychological characteristics.
And then what would you do with that information?
So there are a lot of sort of nefarious and not so nefarious things that you could do with this data. If you were a company who wanted to hire someone, you're not allowed to assess that person's IQ or extroversion directly, but if you're able to access their Facebook page, then you could easily predict their psychological characteristics using the things that you've liked on Facebook. Advertisers might use this. Political campaigns have been known to use this sort of information. This is what the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal was about.
Oh, so very current types of skills.
Yes. So that's one application of business analytics.
Can you tell us about the skills that you needed to develop so you could get into this field?
Sure. So I think many people who have come into this field currently sort of found it accidentally. I know that for me, my math background is very important. So I was a math major in undergrad, and to any students listening to this, I would say the more math classes you can take, the better, especially if you're interested in this field. Statistics, any kind of advanced math, calculus, linear algebra. Economics is useful. I wish I had taken more economics, but any sort of business or economics classes. Obviously, computer programming, most of my work is done using Python and R. And then I think sort of the other side is any writing or communication skills that you can gather along the way will just be helpful to you, not only in this field, but in any field.
So, what are the pros and cons of working in this type of field? Do you have any advice for our students who are planning to go to college next year beyond what you've just told us?
So I'll just reiterate, the more math classes you can take, the better. If I had advice to give to myself as somebody who's entering college, I would have taken way more English classes, which sounds ridiculous, but a lot of my work is time is spent writing and reading. And so I've had to learn how to write well on the fly, but if I had had a more formal education, I think I would be even much more successful at presenting my work and sharing it. In terms of pros and cons, so let's see. Recently, data science was named the sexiest field of the 21st century by Harvard Business Review. So it is, like you said, it's a very current field. It's very trendy. In terms of cons, there's a very steep learning curve. You need to have a lot of skills. And I just listed a small overview of what you have to learn to really be an expert in this field. I think another thing that's risky is that it's changing so quickly. And so you have to be willing and able to be updating your skills constantly.
So you have to be flexible, and I think that's true with any of these STEM related fields and technical fields. Can you recommend any colleges that students should consider going to? I
well,
know you went to some, so we could name at least.
I am very pleased with our business analytics at the University of Maryland. And so I'll put in a plug for my current employer. The schools that, the top CS schools are, you can't go wrong with any of those. So Carnegie Mellon, Stanford, Caltech, MIT. But my main thought on colleges right now is that large state schools will provide you with enough variety that you can find somebody who's an expert in any of the things that I've listed. Another piece of advice that I would have for kids in high school is to not, you don't necessarily need to be committed to a career when you're 18. I fell into this job in this field, like I said, by accident. If I hadn't been open-minded, I never would have found it. And so if you go to a large school with a lot of different majors, you can find something that you like.
Well, Professor Clark, I think you gave us a very thorough description of the field and what you do. So, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.